Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Whew, we're going to empower you here on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. I'm glad you're with us. Thanks for joining the show. We are going to be talking about depression and how we can, you know, reverse that. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are bummed out, so we're going to cover that. Also, we're going to be talking about some superfoods and possibly some berries that have a lot of power in this hour. We do have a quack report, of course, but before we get to all that, I do have a special guest coming up in April. Of course, we're going to have Dr. Carly with us, you know, on the 17th. But I'm also going to be talking with Ty Bollinger. He is the author of this great book that I recently just received, and it's Cancer, Thinking Outside the Box. And it's a great book, and I look forward to getting into that, or I should say Cancer, Step Outside the Box is the title of the book, and I look forward to talking with him right here on the 19th. So April, he'll be with us. Also, I'll interview him on the 28th on GCN. So if you missed the 19th, you can catch it there. Of course, we'll have the shows on the archives at American Voice and thepowerherbs.com. So you can revisit and share with family and friends. And big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always looking out for them. And we're praying for them and all of America, because America needs prayer. We need that righteous leader. I know, you're probably so sick of hearing me say it. But we do. I have to say it over and over again, that we have to humble ourselves and seek the Lord's face. Ask for his will, but ask also for help, because America needs to be brought back one nation under God. And if that's God's will, it will happen. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty. We have the American Academy of Pediatrics is in the news regarding the HPV vaccine, you know, the cervical cancer, Gardasil is made by Merck, and Cervavix is made by GlaxoSmithKline. Two vaccines, they say, is supposed to protect you from cervical cancers or cervical viruses that cause the cancer. But anyway, the American Academy of Pediatrics has jumped on the bandwagon and says, yes, not only shall 16-year-old boys get this, but 11-year-olds should also be vaccinated. Now, the CDC and the Canadian National Advisory Committee on Immunizations recently endorsed Gardasil for boys. And you got to ask yourself, why boys? Well, these include, it's supposedly supposed to have the ability to prevent genital warts and anal cancer, as well as stop the spread of HPV in girls. So the Gardasil and Cervavax vaccine, never been proven to prevent genital warts or anal cancer, or even cervical cancer for that matter. I know, of course, Dr. Carly's been on the show. She says it'll give you cancer. So the truth is that most of your HPV viral strains, end up resolving themselves on their own. But you know what? It costs $500 a vaccine for these HPV vaccines, and you don't just get one shot. You get a series of three. So obviously it's clear the heavy push is going to make billions of dollars for the vaccine industry. And so that means get both sexes vaccinated with HPV. Now, according to Dr. Gary Null, he says the Gardasil is possibly the most dangerous vaccine on the market, with the potential to injure, maim, and kill the children who receive it. And also, VMD Nancy Ashley said recently on a piece that she wrote on Gardasil, she says, we have to get the message out, as many people as possible in the Food and Drug Administration, as well as the legislators, with a notice that this vaccine is dangerous and should not be given to anyone, and at the very least cannot be mandated for school attendance. Well, she's right about that. Moving along in the quacker, the soda industry is kind of desperate here. They're trying to avoid a cancer classification for their soft drinks. Did you hear about that? Yeah, in the soft drinks, you know, they have these toxic chemicals to make the caramel coloring. So the beverage industry is fighting tooth and nail to stop a federal regulator from publicly identifying a toxic ingredient that is in your soda from being labeled a cancer-causing chemical. What it is this methylliminidazole, which is abbreviated MI4, is a chemical used to make the caramel color agent in Coke and Pepsi and, you know, Dr. Pepper, and all these other off-brand sodas that are, you know, dark in color. They say it can cause cancer in mammals, and last year the Center for the Science in Public Interest, the CSPI, which is a public advocacy group, they filed a regulatory petition with the FDA to have the caramel color MI4 banned from the food. It also means that banning this chemical from the caramel color ingredient in these foods is really a no-brainer, since they can produce the same thing without that harmful chemical. So five times higher rate risk of getting cancer when you have these types of beverages. The California legal limit, their proposal 65, says that the soda is over that legal limit, so they're either going to have to publicly identify the soda exceeds certain levels and there's a risk of cancer, or they're going to have to reformulate the soda. So guess what they're going to do? Coca-Cola and Pepsi are going to modify their recipe for California. But of course, skeptics say it's not going to be enough of modification to reduce your risk of carcinogenic colorings. So Coke and Pepsi, of course, with the help of the FDA, are exposing us to carcinogens. What else we have here in the Quack Report? FDA scandal. Board members with drug affiliations approved a drug that now harms more women. There's this big investigation by the Washington Monthly and the British Medical Journal that four members of an advisory board which voted to approve a drug used for birth control had either done work for the drug manufacturer itself or received research funds from the manufacturer, but the four committee members that were in question did disclose this to the FDA, but the FDA decided it was no big deal, and they approved the drugs. The drugs the committee endorsed have been hurting women since then. It's the Yaz and Yasmin birth control drugs. They have drospirenone in there, which the FDA advisory committee endorsed last year. But according to the Alliance for National Health, women who take this drug are nearly seven times more likely to develop some thrombolism, which is an obstruction of blood vessels, a blood clot, which can lead to deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, stroke, heart attack, and death. And let me tell you, you can ask any coroner, and death by birth control has increased. Oh, yeah. So, and they can take other birth control instead of this particular drug because you're at twice the risk of dying taking it. But basically, you know, they said, okay, you know, go ahead and vote. But they did restrict another member of the board, Sydney Wolf, who had actually done research on those drugs and actually advised people years before they actually came on the market that they were dangerous. So the FDA blocked that individual from voting on the panel. Of course they did. What else we have in the Quack Report? Here's a warning to vegetarians. Many of the prescription drugs secretly are made from animal parts. Yeah, genetically modified organisms and bovine growth hormones are in thousands of prescription drugs all over the world without any warning whatsoever. 40% of the humans who are allergic to either consuming or injecting gelatin, most popular hidden animal part in your drugs and vaccines today. So the gelatin coatings on your capsules and liquids or additives in medicines are not made from harmless food, but rather from the skin and cartilage and connective tissues, bones from animals, often, you know, not grass-fed, but grain-fed. They're not free-range. They're treated with antibiotics, hormones. They're sick animals that even the fast food industry refuses to accept in their products. So they throw these sick, poor animals, you know, they kill them and they throw them into grinders and make gelatin out of them. So they end up with products that have hormones, GMO, because, of course, the animals were fed the pesticide GMO corn. And so it ends up in these products. Now, worldwide, the production of gelatin exceeds 300,000 tons a year. Vegetarians and vegans, very careful shoppers, but they may not know there's lots of gelatin out there that's made from these animals. Now, vegan or not, everyone who takes a vitamin, even a supplement pill, is likely to be getting some of this in there. So if you're taking supplements, insist on the veggie caps made from vegetable plants. That's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs use if they in their Bowel Cleanse A, the only capsule that they have. So also, if you're getting flu shots, I highly recommend you do your homework on that first. Vaccines contain gelatin as a stabilizer and as a suspension agent. Allergic reactions to gelatin include abdominal pain, cramping, high-pitched breathing sounds, anaphylactic shock, just to say There you go. Do your homework. Watch what you're putting in the body. And last but not least in the Quack Report, we're going to talk about homemade remedies that help relieve arthritis and joint pain. Yeah, your remedy for your arthritis or gout or joint pain could be as close as your kitchen pantry. Pharmaceutical companies actually make those designer drugs to reduce inflammation and help relieve pain, but they often cause side effects. So if you're looking for an anti-inflammatory, there's three natural foods that will help you: turmeric, ginger, and the bromelain from your pineapple. They all have an anti-inflammatory agent, and they work to relieve pain and stiffness and swelling. But when you combine them, they have this synergistic effect, and they boost the effectiveness of each other. So it has more of a medical or medicinal action if you use turmeric, ginger, and bromelain all at the same time. Also, stinging nettles is another one. It's very good at relieving joint pain, arthritis, and gout. You can get some of the dried herb and make a tea, but if you're going to harvest it yourself, be real careful. Wear some gloves because the little tiny hairs on the plant can cause serious skin irritation, but when you make it into a tea, when it's heated or dried, it neutralizes all that, so you don't have to worry. Also, cayenne or capsaicin is one of the options. It makes an excellent topical treatment for joint pain, frees up the joints, you get more range of motion. So the capsaicin in your cayenne pepper tends to trick the brain by causing local irritation on the skin where it signals and travels along the nerve pathways, and it distracts your brain from the true source of your pain. That's how that works. If you're also looking for another pain anti-inflammatory, I like to pair the cayenne with the willow bark and meadow sweet. And lastly, pectin from grapes and apples is also a great reliever of joint pain and reduces the swelling and stiffness. Your grape juice is also loaded with antioxidants, of course. It reduces the inflammation. So apple and grape pectin is excellent for that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about being depressed and how you can seek a natural reversal. This is going to cover a lot of information, so we probably go through the break on this topic, but it is important that we get it all in there, because kind of understandable why some folks these days are dealing with feelings of depression, because we live in stressful times, and unless we take some steps to protect ourselves physically and mentally, we can wind up with anxiety, panic attacks, and being clinically depressed. So the definition of mental depression is a condition marked by emotions of hopelessness, self-doubt, lethargy, sorrow, despondency, discouragement, and desperation. So depression affects all aspects of your health, like your sleep, your mood, your relationships, your work productivity, problem-solving abilities even. So with all the medical tests and the clinical trials, depression is still not fully understood. So depression can't be kind of wished away, ignored, or covered up with drugs or alcohol. People suffering with depression have difficulty pulling themselves together or keeping a stiff upper lip. They tend to fake it for a time, but then, you know, they'll crumble eventually and they'll have what is known as a breakdown. Now, modern medicine is reporting that people are becoming depressed earlier in life, and more teenagers and young adults are suicidal. So we have roughly about 18.8 million adult Americans. You know, that's 10% of the population. They're depressed. And more women than men, about 12.4% of females and 6.4% of men are depressed. So the statistics now for the teenagers are even worse. We got 20% of our youth that are severely depressed, and this isn't good. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among teenagers, and male teenagers are more likely to commit suicide as they are more resistant to intervention compared to female teenagers. So what is the common denominator in the development of depression? Well, people with depression have experienced a traumatizing event, or they perceive that no one cares. Those two things are big, Okay. Let's look at some of the symptoms, because in general, the symptoms of classic depression are going to be, you know, loss of interest in activities that once gave the person joy. Examples would be a disinterest in eating favorite foods at a favorite restaurant, disinterest in sexual relations, a lack of interest in appearance, loss of appetite and weight loss, or overeating and weight gain. Other symptoms are social withdrawal, low energy or fatigue, sleep disturbances like insomnia or oversleeping, difficulty concentrating or making decisions, memory problems, restlessness, and irritability. Now, a depressed individual also has a depressed immune system and can have frequent headaches, colds, infections, digestive problems, chronic pain, all of which do not respond well to medical treatment. Also, a depressed individual usually does not respond well to change, and if there is significant change, such as a work demotion, you know, demoted at work, or a relationship change like divorce, this can have a devastating effect, and the person can lose the ability to show emotional expression known as flat or blunted effect. Have you ever seen a person like that? Well, they have this flat look, sort of like a deadpan look or a blank look, almost like they are in a perpetual stupor. You know, in public settings, a person that's suffering with flat affect may exhibit a forced or strained smile or grin when a coworker tells a joke because they know it's appropriate to show some emotion, and they'll muster up a fake mannequin-like expression. It's kind of creepy. Now, a person with flat affect really needs help. And unfortunately, the chemical lobotomy medicine prescribes will not get at the cause of the emotional distress and will eventually compound it. So, you know, mind-altering drugs is not going to get at the reason why they were depressed in the first place. Okay, let's look at the types of depression, because there are different types of depression which vary in intensity. Now, a less severe form of depression is where a person isn't functioning 100%, doesn't really feel as good as they could, and this is called dysthymia. Now, if you don't get a handle on it, you could experience a more severe form of depression called manic depression or bipolar disorder. Now, individuals with major depression have difficulty handling stress or pressure. So those people in high stress or high pressure jobs with depression, they get depression, they're going to have to take a medical leave eventually and most likely will not be able to return to that job. So if you have a family member or a friend that seems to have a cycle of highs known as mania and lows called depression, this is known as manic depression or bipolar. Now the mood change can be gradual or it could be quite dramatic. And it can happen rapidly. So one minute they could be upbeat and kind of clicking their heels and leaping about like a leprechaun, and the next moment they would prefer to be alone in a dark room. So when they are in the manic high phase, they can be very talkative, not be able to sleep, have excessive energy, have racing thoughts, be promiscuous, overreact to things, and exhibit compulsive behavior as the mania affects their judgment and often creates social problems and embarrassment. So this manic phase of depression has similar characteristics which can parallel narcissistic traits such as arrogance and fantasy of grandeur. So manic depressive types, they often find themselves making unwise business decisions or engaging in romantic sprees. And in recent years, the American Psychological Association had determined that there are two types of bipolar disorder. There's bipolar 1 and bipolar 2. They describe bipolar 1 as having a manic high and a depressive low, those types of moods, highs and lows. And in bipolar 2, there is a fluctuation between the hypomanic, which is kind of a less severe form of the mania, the high, accompanied with a depressive mood. So psychosis can manifest in bipolar 1 during the most severe mood states and in the depressive state in the bipolar 2. So if these conditions are left unchecked, it can lead the person to an even worse condition called psychotic state. Oof, not good. Well, let's talk about psychotic state for a second, because in this mental state, an individual may experience auditory hallucinations. The voices they hear are often unknown voices which criticize their life, and they can often engage them in a nonsensical conversation. Delusions are also part of the mix and can vary in each person. Some delusions are benign, such as they may think a friend is in financial trouble, or it could be severe, such as they think someone's out to kill them. So individuals in psychosis are put on drugs, which offer side effects, which the person doesn't like, and there is often a high non-compliance in taking these drugs. So the person doesn't want to take them. So there can be this psychotic episode, you know, similar to the American Airlines flight attendant this past week, wasn't it? Now, I'm not saying the flight attendant was psychotic, but she admitted that she didn't take her medication. Okay, so in 2011, Medicaid paid, ready, $47 million towards antipsychotic and anti-anxiety drugs, and $18 million worth went to the drugs that were administered to children and adolescents. Wow. You talk about big business. They don't want that money train to go away. Okay, so where do we begin? The prescription mask is not going to work forever if it works at all. It will not work at getting at the cause of the problem. And perhaps a different approach is what is needed. So, my herbal professor had a clinic, and he often said that the problem depressed people have is that they have a backlog of toxins. He described it this way. The colon is a cork in the bottle, and if you don't cleanse it, the wastes from the head to your lowlands can't get out of you, and many diseases come from bad colon function. End of quote. So he shared with us a case of a 67-year-old male who was suffering from chronic depression for about 18 months. Although he didn't use the term flat or blunted effect, I believe this patient was just short of a psychotic state because he described him as emotionally dead. So he was a retired public school teacher and counselor, and he was a very intelligent person. So he was diagnosed with clinical depression and was taking three different mind-altering drugs, Prozac, Valium, and benzodiazepine. Yeah. So it was supposedly to keep him sane, okay? Wasn't working too well. His family was going crazy, right? So he didn't want to see any doctors or naturopaths, but his family insisted. So my herb professor said that he had the worst-smelling breath, and he couldn't stand it, so he gave him some herbal mouth drops. But he said his colon was so congested with fecal matter that his plumbing was like a backed-up toilet, and he says, I could actually smell it, you know, sort of like a backed-up toilet. So instead of cleaning out the pipes, the colon, most people, you know, just plug in an air freshener instead. They cover up the smell. They don't get at the cause of the smell. So Americans, you know, they would buy less deodorant, toothpaste, mouthwash, cologne, perfume if they just did their organ cleansing. Think about that. Well, we need to do a reversal. We certainly do. And so what happens to the school teacher? Well, his family took the herbs home and made him do the organ cleansing, the colon cleansing, the liver flushing, the juicing, the massage, the combination therapies, the whole nine yards. And according to his family, they hit that colon cleansing pretty hard. Kept cleansing the colon, actually, because the guy kept filling up, you know what, the potty. Okay, so the guy was practically living in the bathroom with 10 bowel movements a day. Because if he couldn't even sit through his psychotherapy appointment. He was going to the bathroom every 15, 20 minutes. Now 6 weeks go by, and he goes back to see the herbalist, and guess what? He's off all his Valium, his Prozac, all the drugs, and was not depressed. He was out of depression. Yeah. The teacher's family and the herbalist helped him beat depression with toxin removal, the organ cleansing, and nutrition. They didn't even break the seal and use the herbs known to help with depression and mood. They didn't even get to that yet. So this family and the herbalist did in 6 weeks what the doctors couldn't do in a year and a half. When we come back, I'm going to finish this story, tell you what's up. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about depression. Yep, you know, the teacher in this story, he wanted to keep going with the natural therapies, and he also did eventually use the herbs for depression, the mood. Now, on his third visit to the herbalist, he drove himself to that appointment, walked in unassisted, and he had a really healthy expression and a positive attitude, and he requested more bowel cleansing herbs because he never wanted to be depressed again. He also came out of retirement, went back to work. Now, this is a perfect example of what you, every one of you out there, can accomplish by cleansing the bowel and keeping it cleaned out. So many people walk around thinking that, you know, a bowel movement once or twice a week is okay, but in fact, they are impacted with poop. They are. So I often say that the bowel is the body's most important organ because the bowel, if it's sick, all disease will start there. Now, if you don't cleanse the bowel, the other organs can't purge and cleanse their waste material. So you get a backlog, and you're going to have a problem in the weakest part of your system. Well, I want to talk about a few herbs that, you know, can be used for the mood, the depression part, other than the bowel cleansing. We're going to talk about St. John's wort. It can help with depression. In the 1980s, researchers reported that St. John's wort exhibited potent antidepressant action comparable to the pharmaceutical drugs. So the British Medical Journal reported a 55% success rate for treating depression with St. John's wort. And in 1999, a study by the University of Hawaii, their School of Medicine, confirmed some German studies that St. John's wort reported a 71% success rate, but without any side effects. So the Hawaiian study stated that St. John's wort was as effective at treating depression than any of the pharmaceutical tricyclic drugs. So a British study recommended that the herb be used for seasonal affective disorder as well. You know, that's sad. You know, as the days get shorter, people get depressed, so you can use it for that. And don't expect, though, St. John's wort to work miracles overnight. You can expect to see results in about 2 to 3 months, okay? Even if you take the mind-altering drugs, it takes several weeks for those chemicals to get into the system. So now the New York Times reported that in 1996 that St. John's wort was outselling Prozac 4-1 in Germany. Yeah. And now another herb that I like is valerian root. Now American colonial herbalist Samuel Thompson admitted that valerian was a nervine herb and it has superb tranquilizer effects. Now it doesn't sedate you, but it just takes stress off the nervous system. Scientists discovered that valerian contains valipropate, which is a compound that has a sedative effect or a property. This explains why valerian is very effective at sleep aids for insomnia. So people with sleep problems prefer to use the valerian root because they fell asleep faster, rested longer, and awoke more refreshed without any side effects. So when comparing valerian root to other sleep drugs like Valium or Halcyon, German researchers found the valerian root was much milder and a safer sedative to use. Now, compared to the sleep drugs, valerian offered no withdrawal effects and was not magnified like drugs are when you mix it with alcohol. So Europeans, you know, after World War II, they used valerian root to soothe their frazzled nerves after the trauma of the artillery bombardments. And later, herbalists recommended valerian root for headaches, insomnia, panic attacks, anxiety, and spastic colon. So it's more efficient, though, if you're going to use valerian root. Use it in a liquid form, and that way you can really adjust that dose very easily, and it doesn't really need digestion. It goes work right away. Don't have to wait. Well, you know, we're going to get the job done. We are. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the bowel cleanse kit, as well as the cleanses for your urinary, your prostate, liver, gallbladder, blood system. They also have certified organic valerian root tincture, as well as St. John's wort. It's an ingredient in the emotional stress formula. So both work well for depression, anxiety, panic attacks. So herbal formulas, though, if you want for pain or digestion, they have digestion kit, the pain formula. They even have, if you got nutritional deficiencies, you know, if you get low in those vitamin Bs, it really does stress the nervous system. So look for the Body Foundation food mix. And, of course, the brain concentrate formula has the St. John's wort in it. So you've got a lot of that going for you, as well as ginkgo biloba. So you got a nice combination. You can call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. Get a free product catalog and just see how powerful you can be with God's natural medicine. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. Of course, the website's there, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Money-back guarantee with all purchases. And check out the vitamin vault, you know. A lot of you out there kind of a little worried and a little insecure about the future, so you're kind of trying to stock up, get a little, you know, stockpile of backup medicinal things. So you can check out the vitamin vault. Now, you know they have discounts on half case and full case sizes, but they also just put up there the starter stock up package. Now, if you've been trying to stock up on immune boosters, pain relievers, inflammation formulas, some of the organ cleanses, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the proteins. You know, it's all in this starter stock-up package. Plus, they threw in a pandemic kit for you. And it's all there, and you're going to save $150. So it's a nice little package. You'll save $150. And you can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on that. It's a new product that was just put up there. So I think they're working on getting a photo together for the product. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com, or you can call the toll-free number for more information on what's in that kit. And the toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And it's called the Starter Stock-Up Package, and it's in the vitamin vault on the powerherbs.com website. So check that out when you can. Okay. Big reminder, don't forget, Dr. Carly's going to be with us next Tuesday on the 20th. She's going to be my guest here on American Voice Radio, so don't miss that. And then I'm going to be also talking with my special guest, Ty. Where's Ty? Ty's around here somewhere. There he is. He's on the 19th of April. Ty Bollinger. He is going to be with us. He's the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I look forward to getting deeper into his book. It's a nice book, big book, lots of information in there. So we're going to talk with Ty in April. Okay, so we're going to talk about some superfoods. We got a few minutes. We're going to do that. And if we get time, we're going to talk about some berries that have a lot of power to them. You know, there's life in the ocean. And fish, you know, fish, your omega-3 foods, helps to lower the cholesterol. But it doesn't help with allergies, or it doesn't detoxify your system of unwanted heavy metals or even poisons. So guess what does that comes from the ocean? If it's not fish, it's going to be your algae and your seaweed. There's some new interesting research on these foods. It shed some light as to their medicinal components and how that we can tap into the power that they offer. They make us less vulnerable to disease, and we can live with more energy and vitality when we have these types of foods. So let's talk about them. The blue-green algae, for instance, also called spirulina, full of nutrition, almost no calories, okay? Low-calorie nutrition, but it is close to a complete food source that nature can provide you. It is packed full of your vitamins and minerals. Essential fatty acids are in there, and oxidants, antioxidants, and it qualifies as basically a superfood. So with this type of nutrition, you know, your inflammation can't even hardly exist in the body. And if weight loss is your goal, the algae will help you out there, the blue-green algae, and also building up immunity, no problem, because this type of a superfood is very well-rounded in helping you out with those types of challenges. Just one serving or one tablespoon contains 4 grams of protein and about 20 to 40 calories, okay? And, you know, the algae foods are also full of omega-3 fatty acids, your B-complex, your vitamin C, your beta-carotene, your chlorophyll, and protein. And it's so full of nutrition. You know, it should be in the size of a horse pill. That's how big the nutrition is. But it's not. You get in a little pill or powder, and it's awesome. You don't need to take it in large quantities. Just one tablespoon is going to deliver that type of nutrition to help lower your risk of heart disease and other chronic illnesses on a daily basis. It's awesome. I want to talk about some research, because some new research on algae from the National Institutes of Health state that the blue-green superfood may reduce symptoms associated with allergies and may lower your cholesterol and remove any arsenic from your body. Research from the Harvard School showed that spirulina inhibited the replication of the HIV virus and helps us to get over the common cold faster. It was also, it stood its ground with cancer, actually. It helped the cells to repair its DNA. And another research using algae, other research addressed anemia, and it shows that it stimulates the body to make more red blood cells. So the protein that you find in your blue-green algae makes you feel full, helps prevent overeating, and gives you a little bit of an edge on weight control. Researchers from Switzerland discovered a compound in the algae may help with Alzheimer's disease and other degenerative nerve disorders through a reduction in inflammation. So spirulina has also been shown to stimulate the body to produce more immune system killer T cells within just 2 hours, and it works really well against viruses and also against mutating diseases. Research from the Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal, Canada, published that algae had an influence on the endocrine system and our blood. The research was published in the Photoceuticals publication, and according to Dr. Jit Jensen, who helped conduct the study, the spirulina triggers a 40% increase in immune system activity, and it circulates more NK killer cells, which perform immune system surveillance and also eliminates cancerous or other infectious type of cells. Now, to date, no other studies, no other substance, I should say, is known to trigger the NK cell activity. So they were just, you know, astounded by that. Other research suggests that the chlorophyll in your blue-green algae produces derivatives that work against or inhibit the tumor cell growth. So for those out there that are suffering from depression or anxiety, hey, why not try some blue-green algae? Get that super nutrition going in there, okay? Don't forget to do your bowel cleansing, though. According to studies, algae is a natural mood elevator and an antidepressant. The photocycinin, which is the blue-green pigment in the algae, is a natural COX-2 inhibitor, and it's a strong anti-inflammatory agent. So since algae is such an excellent immune system stimulant, those that are taking immune suppressive drugs for conditions like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or any kind of skin condition or even other conditions may want to avoid algae products. So you don't want to work against something. So you want to do your homework and talk it over with your doctor. Now I want to move to seaweed, another superfood. Many seaweed supplements available out there, even bulk seaweed distributors that will sell you dried kelp to put in your recipes and make seaweed popcorn even. Now, seaweed such as kelp or dulse is also full of nutrition such as your potassium, iron, folate, calcium, omega-3 fatty acids, as well as natural iodine to keep the thyroid healthy. Now, if you don't get enough natural iodine, you may develop thyroid dysfunction. So if you have a thyroid problem, make sure you find out if your thyroid is malfunctioning because of iodine before using any iodine supplements. And remember, a healthy thyroid helps us to regulate a healthy weight. Just a quarter cup of seaweed is just 8 calories, and the nutrition contained in your kelp or dulse seaweed can help us prevent certain diseases like breast cancer and heart disease. So sometimes the best little things are the simple ones, you know, and our Creator did all the homework. God did all the homework. He knows what's best for us. He is the master chemist when it comes to the superfoods. So where do you get algae? It's going to be important. Lately, the folks are concerned about the sources of algae if it's contaminated with radiation from Japan. Most of the reputable resources for the algae and the seaweed are testing it and double-checking it for radiation. So many suppliers are informing their customers that their products are radiation-free. So Apothecary Herbs, they've investigated such suppliers for you and the best blue-green algae to confirm no radiation. So if you want top-quality blue-green algae and dulse seaweed for superfood, they're both in the Body Foundation food mix. And you can get a 1-month supply or a 2-month supply. They're in two different sizes on the PowerHerbs.com website, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You just take a scoop of this stuff and you put it in your vegetable or fruit juice. You can put it in water, too, if you want. And you're good for the day. Covers the gamut. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, proteins. You will be amazed at what power God has packed into those type of nutritional elements. It's amazing. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, we're moving along to the power of some berries. We got enough time, I think so. You know, there's more than 20 different fruit berries, and many of the berries that you see today on the market are a crossberry. They've been cross-cultivated. These are man-made berries designed to grow faster, tolerate harsh weather, and grow larger than originally designed. So in 1901, the Matera Medica Association in Chicago collected information on the medicinal plants of North America, and many of them included berries. Now, at the time in history, medicinal plants were being documented like never before. And it was in preparation for the future dominance or regulation of your food and medicinal sources. So in Dr. Weidler's book, History of Medicine, he reveals that the American Medical Association was organized in 1846 to boycott and ostracize natural physicians and other independent physicians who actually refused to be dominated by the pharmaceutical giants of the day. So there always seems to be a struggle over the power where the cures are concerned, right? All right. So, let's talk about this one. Let's see. This is berries. Let's go to the barberry. Barberry has many uses, and the pharmaceutical companies have tried to match barberries. Berberine inside the berry, a powerful antibacterial compound. Okay. Now, if you were to compare barberries berberine to the most potent antibiotic the pharmaceutical companies can produce, the berberine can beat it. The action in barberry stimulates the human immune system, reduces blood pressure, and attacks tumors. So we have documentation that the health benefits of your barberry go back about 2,500 years. The ancient Egyptians used it to protect them from plagues. In India, they used barberry to cure dysentery. The Europeans have used barberry for liver and gallbladder illness. And the Russians, hey, they like to use barberry for skin inflammation, uterine bleeding, and high blood pressure. So the American colonists, they introduced barberry to the Native American Indians, and barberry was also an ingredient in Harry Hoxley's cancer formula of the 1930s to 1950s. And we know what they did to him. Yeah. Can't go around curing people. Okay, some of the studies, the medical journals on these medicinal plants have written up barberry mainly because of its bacterial fighting properties. There have been medical studies done on barberry all over the world. And what have the scientists and these medical doctors concluded? Well, it contains major compounds that kill staph infection, strep, diarrhea, salmonella, the shingles, dysentery, cholera, urinary tract infections, E. coli, yeast infections, just to name a few. Wow. So look how powerful that you just became just with that one herb, that one berry. Okay? You have the power over these types of diseases when you have this berry. Another study showed that barberry helps the immune system make more white blood cells to kill bacterial infections. And a study out of Pakistan involved lab animals that were taking a drug that creates liver damage. Half the animals were then given barberry and the other half were not. Those who got the barberry showed elevated liver enzymes indicating, those that did not get the barberry had elevated liver enzymes showing liver damage. Then those who were given the barberry had a reversal of the liver damage. It's interesting. So the Pakistan physicians, guess what? They now use barberry for liver disorders and liver cancer. Yeah. German researchers found that barberry extract applied topically helps with psoriasis. So, you see, you got tools. You have herbs. God's herbs are good. They're not gonna let you down. God doesn't know how to let you down. So check it out. I don't have time to go into the Chase tree berries and the studies there, but maybe for next time we'll do that. You can call the toll-free number to get a free product catalog on herbal products that will empower you. That toll-free is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs. Been in business for 12 years. 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. See how powerful you can be with quality products and information on how to use them properly. So check that out on thepowerherbs.com. You can visit there and see all the ingredients, all the information. And of course, you can email or call if you have questions or concerns. So I'm out of time, folks, but, you know, don't go anywhere because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.